Saw you last night, but did it broad day.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Drew Eccleston coming in from Bridgeport Talks. We're live on WPKN 89.5 FM. Dana, unfortunately, isn't able to attend today's show. She does send her, regards. However, she will be here on February 3rd at 12 o'clock. That will be the next show featuring our Black History Month special. And, of course, keeping things consistent. If you guys wanted to call in, 203-336-9756. Again, my name is Drew. I'm the social media marketer here at BPT Talks. And we have a few guests coming on the show today, a couple of students here at the from the University of Bridgeport. And we're going to just touch base with them about their views on Bridgeport and the projections are, like, as far as from a university standpoint and assisting in their own community, the University of Bridgeport. So in a few moments, we'll have them come in. I also wanted to just kind of touch base with you guys and bring you up to speed on a few updated events that we have going on from a Bridgeport Generation Now standpoint. First off, we do have our boards and commission workshop that is going to be on February 13th. Guys, make sure you guys want to come out to that. We do have the event information listed on Eventbrite. Also on the 20th, February 20th, we also have our February members meeting. So if you guys are in the Bridgeport area and would like to stop by and join us for that, you will be greatly received and welcome. So we have our two guests that have walked in the show now today. In a second, we'll get them going. We're just, of course, making sure that they get some water and they're all set, our two University of Bridgeport students. Again, if you guys would like to be a part of the show, or if you guys have any questions or comments that you guys would like to make, or anything that you guys would like to hear about coming from a student standpoint, or just local community members, as being part of the Bridgeport community, please call in at 203-336-9756 here on WPKN 89.5. So we'll start off right here to my right. And please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Lizanne Cruz. Call me Liz, it's a little easier. I am the Speaker of the House for Student Government Association here at the University of Bridgeport. And what our role is pretty much is to assist all the clubs and Greek organizations here on campus with any concerns that they have with community service hours, with spirit hours, and things of that nature.
Perfect. And we also have on the air today.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. My name is Summer Cruz, like the trip, and I am the president of the Student Government Association here at the University of Bridgeport. And what Student Government Association does, well, SGA for short, we are like the student advocates on campus, and we are an organization run by students for the students. So we have three different entities on campus where we have our executive board that handles major things and issues, and then we also have our senators who are more academic-based and our representatives who are more class-based and commuter-based.
Very good. So with you two here, which is great, thank you guys again for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Just wanted to talk about the different involvement that we have with the University of Bridgeport and the Bridgeport community, such as volunteering at different places and helping out with community service things and stuff like that. How does the University of Bridgeport assist its Bridgeport community?
Do you want to take that, Liz?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So as Speaker of the House, I usually get all of these submissions for our community service and spirit hours that we all have on campus. So one of the things that we do for NUB every year is MLK Day. Sadly, this year we didn't have it because of the terrible weather outside, but we will be having it pretty soon. Kelly's going to start planning that back up. But with MLK Day, usually it's a bunch of different activities that we can all be a part of as part of the UB community, as well as people in the Bridgeport community. I remember when I was in high school, my junior year, I did some MLK Day home for the Braves. And I was only about 17 years old, but kind of doing that made me realize that not only do I want to be part of the UB community, but I want to be something bigger than myself. So when I realized that it was UB that set this up, and then I came here and actually did it for myself, I was like, wow, this is something that we're all really doing together as a whole, not even just UB, just Bridgeport as a whole. So I really enjoyed that. Also, as well as the fact that we have so many opportunities around Bridgeport to help. Bridgeport's such a community that needs uplifting, and being a part of the UB community, that's something that we also take a lot of pride in. And I always tend to tell all the organizations on campus, if you ever need help with setting up any sort of pretty much community service hours or spirit hours, things of that nature. Me being from Bridgeport, being raised here, I know that there's a lot of things that we can do in order to help out the community.
Perfect. Thank you. Summer?
So, yeah, we love to help the Bridgeport community as much as possible. So we actually have a lot of different ties across our city here at UB, and we try to help with getting our students out there to really help and support our Bridgeport community, like Liz said, because they really need like uplifting and everything. And this is my senior year, my last year here at Bridgeport. So I've seen a lot of strides that we're already taking in order to try to help everybody out here. So, and we also have different things like vigils for domestic violence. We help the Center for Family Justice here down the street. We go to soup kitchens and try to help out pack foods and things like that. So that's one of the good things that I really like about our Bridgeport, our UB community, because all the students really want to help support and try to help others that are in need. And I think that's what we really have a foundation on, is helping each other out.
Very good. So here at Generation Now, we're basically all about, you know, having our movement, which is a social action network that cares about our community, the Bridgeport community, of course, and promotes resident involvement. How do you think, like, you know, maybe we can all assist, all us Bridgeport residents, UB students, assist in just heightening the, you know, narrative and changing the narrative of Bridgeport and making it, you know, kind of like a more sought after type of city?
Well, for starters, involvement plays a huge role, and that's something that I tend to tell everyone. You can't just sit back and want change but not help be that change. So usually, I always tell people, you need to try to get involved. You need to try to strive and do things that are maybe out of your comfort zone that you may not want to be doing right now, but with the help from those around you and the help from those in the UB community, you're going to want to actually be a part of pretty soon. So a lot of people that come to University of Bridgeport always tell me, wow, you're from Bridgeport. How is it here? I heard it's very ghetto. And I'm just like,
Hate that.
Well, ghetto. I don't know how exactly ghetto is for you compared to how the way I view it. But Bridgeport for me is home. I was raised here. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, but coming here at only the age of 7 was something that was very eye-opening. I saw a lot of the things that people that come to UB are seeing now and are very weirded out about, like, wow, this is a ghetto spot, or you see people doing things in corners that, you know, maybe back home they don't do. But in order to be that change, you have to want to implement that. You want to have a solution. So doing those community service hours and doing those spirit hours and also being a part of SGA helped me realize as well that we have to be that change. We have to help be that change. And pretty soon that's going to happen. And I know for a fact that with our student government association that we have now, we're all very level-headed and we all know what we want. We take great passion in our work that we do for the community. So pretty soon, just keep an eye out. Bridgeport's going to be a much, much better place.
Yeah, and I, like, you really took the words out of my mouth. Like, I'm from Queens, New York, so coming from New York into Bridgeport wasn't so much of a difference to me, but I, from the 4 years, again, that I've been here, I've seen a lot of different major improvements in the city of Bridgeport that is really, like, helping everybody out. And I think one of the main things that I would love to see in the future, and I hope that SGA could help the city of Bridgeport or UB to really advance this, is the love of the arts that the Bridgeport community had. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's coming back. I remember my freshman year that there was like a summer festival out in Seaside Park, and I don't know why it vanished, but I think that that's one of the main things that really helps the Bridgeport community out, is just having these fun events that happen to bring everybody together. I know in the summertime they have like different food festivals and everything out in Seaside Park. Yeah, like it's just, I think those are like the amazing moments that we would have here. And as well as like the Bridgeport Art Trail, I actually went through that last semester when it was open. Nice. And I loved it. I go to the Greater Bridgeport Symphony every semester, and I feel like that's very amazing as well. So I feel like once the community really knows about these events, and some of them are free, so it's free for the community to go out, and we have like students to get more involved on that, I think that's going to help the change, because it only takes a couple of people, maybe even one, to start something new. And I feel like once people start to see more people go out and do these events or go out to these things, that's when the community comes in closer.
I agree. Now, with that being said, you mentioned something about people knowing about these events and things of that sort. Do you think that there's a disconnect with the programs and events that happen in our city and people who live in there knowing about them or knowing about the different events and things?
Yeah, I feel like it's probably, and I'm just like looking at it from a student's perspective and not like a born and raised Bridgeport resident, but I feel like you have to figure out what your niche market is. And this is coming from a, like a business perspective. You need to know what your markets are. And if the Bridgeport community in the city of Bridgeport, we have a lot of low income families and things like that, you might want to start marketing different events that go towards to help those type of families out, instead of, you know, like doing grand things. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, marketing does definitely play a big part in everything. Now, with that being said, also, from a university standpoint, do you think that maybe we should try to find ways to involve the UB community and the Bridgeport, like especially down in the Seaside area?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Like, I think it would be a fantastic idea to see if we could do more of like maybe start a festival of our own where the city of Bridgeport and the UB community combine each other and like
work
together in order to make something happen.
I agree. Now, something that has been said to me before, and I'm sure you guys probably heard it. Do you guys think that the UB community is in a bubble?
Yeah. Like we're all the way here in South End, and you know, South End is kind of like all the way down. Like there's downtown Bridgeport, like maybe a couple of bus stops away, but we're kind of like in a dead zone in a sense. And I feel like if we have the city of Bridgeport trying to market the South End, we have so much like university students, and we don't have like places to eat all that much. Like, thank goodness for Arthur's Famous Pizza, because, and like our discounts there, because that's awesome. But we don't have like anywhere else to eat.
So a lack of businesses.
Exactly. And like a lack of businesses that are willing to work with us with like discounts, maybe because we
college students
love discounts. And I feel like if you give us like a 10% off discount and people spread the word about that, like your business will skyrocket. Mm-hmm. And if you even like open up maybe a bar that's nearby here, that will bring some so much more business. Right. And then that'll go towards the Bridgeport community as well. Mm-hmm. And it will just make everybody feel closer and everything. And yeah, we're in like a dead zone, and I feel like it's a little hard to do more things that we want to do.
I agree. That all sounds good. At this point, we're going to head to our first little break. But before we go, we do have a couple more guests coming on. And before you guys step out, because I know you guys have to run, was there any last remarks you guys wanted to wrap up the...
Well, we just want to say on behalf of Student Government Association, thank you for having us, and thank you for letting us share our opinions. We feel like everyone should be able to do so. Some people shouldn't have to be quiet on what they feel and believe is right. So, yes, thank you again to WPKN for having us here as a Student Government Association. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Drew. Like, this was an awesome opportunity to have Student Government Association talk with you about these things, and we are able to come back soon.
Well, thank you guys again for coming on, and we'll see you guys soon. Next, we're going to have just a couple of conversations with other students coming in shortly. I hope everyone's enjoying their Thursday. The 30th, the last day in the month here in January. See you guys in a bit.
Yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that. How could you wish you never play me? Had no time for that. Damn, play me, you my lady, got no time.
Welcome back. You guys, we're going to open up the phone lines now at this time for anyone who has any comments about the talk that we had a second ago, or if you guys had anything that you wanted to bring to the table, any topics to address. The number is 203-336-9756. Again, that number is 203-336-9756.
When for losing, I've been out here being faithful. I always got this on lockdown, but that ain't been keeping us stable. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine.
As we're here waiting on the other guests to come on, you know, it is, you know, a Thursday at lunchtime, so we also do have to be respectful of our of the college students' appetites. However, the phone lines are still open, so you guys can feel free to call on in. Few things that you know are just on the top of the head, of course, I just want to remind you guys again about the upcoming meetings for Generation Now. February 13th at the Boards and Commissions Workshop, eventbrite.com. You guys can find out more information about that. And then, of course, our members meeting is going to be on the 20th of February. And do not forget to tune in February 3rd at 12, right here, WPKN 89.5, to hear. Of course, Dana will be back, and we'll have our Black History Month program, 203-336-9756.
How could you play me when the love I gave was real? I even took you back and you still had no chill. Boy, you ain't gonna never learn. Play with fire, you get burned. I don't think you'll understand till I hit you where it hurts, yeah. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine, hey, yeah. How would you like it if I do the things you do? Said I can play this game too. How would you like it if I did the same to you? Same to you, yeah. All of those tears I cry, I can't count the lonely nights. Time and time again I tried. I turn into a savage boy, don't ask me why. Ask me why. Ask me why. Yeah. Give you a taste of your own medicine.
And I'm back. So everyone just turn back to your calendars. It's actually the 18th. Just double checking with the producers here. And it's going to be the 18th of February. It's going to be the Black History Month podcast. So at 12, February 18th, you guys make sure you tune in then. Just wanted to kind of piggyback on, or should I say touch back on a couple of topics that the students here are speaking of as far as the local businesses and things coming downtown, or should I say more to the south end of Bridgeport, which, you know, just from a business standpoint could be a pretty good thing. When we think about it, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we're all about uplifting our economic standpoint here in Bridgeport and changing narratives and, you know, making places more walkable, according to, you know, certain websites. I think that was a great idea that Summer, the president of the student government, mentioned, just as from a business standpoint and, you know, just economically. A couple other things wanted to just talk about and, of course, mention is besides the events and dates, I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about Bridgeport Generation Now for all those who are listening who are not aware of the movement. So Bridgeport Generation Now, if you guys are interested in knowing more about it, website is www.bptgennow.org. So Bridgeport Generation Now, it's a movement, a social action network that cares about our community and promotes resident involvement. Generation Now, Bridgeport Generation Now is open to all residents of Bridgeport, and any individual can be a member if they get involved in the community and show that they care about the future of the Bridgeport city. Bridgeport Generation Now strives to empower and unite our communities through civic engagement, policy work, economic development, and education by encouraging residents and our youth to take an active role in strengthening Bridgeport. We collectively develop into community leaders who will create a new cultural identity for our city. So it is a very good movement to be a part of for everyone in the Bridgeport community, whether you're a student, you know, faculty member, staff, you're a resident, you just work in the area. It's always good to get involved in things like this, not just for, you know, own peace of mind in your, you know, working environment and living environments, and studying environments, but, you know, overall synergic energy throughout the city. Here at WPKN, we're located on the UB campus, hence why we're able to get a few of the students that we were able to bring on in and talk with them. Here in the south end of Bridgeport, as we know, it's about, well, let's just double check exactly how. Oh, it went up to 11. So we're now at 11 degrees today on Thursday, the 31st. It was 3 when I woke up this morning, you know, and I asked Siri, since that's what we do nowadays. We talk to computers. And she told me what degrees it was. And, you know, I immediately knew to hit that remote starter. And when I got on in there, it was nice to have that heated steering wheel. But let's not talk about my little luxuries in life. So phone lines are still open, 203-336-9756, WPKN 89.5. Truly, anyone, if you have anything you would like to discuss, feel free to call on in. And then we can talk a bit. This show, the first show of this 2019, Happy New Year, by the way, everyone, it's pretty, you know, casual. It's kind of just more so of a bringing everyone up to speed with the events, kind of just touching a couple of, you know, reaching out and touching a couple of people and a couple of different moves and as the kids say nowadays, vibes that we have moving into our 2019 year. Last show, you guys will remember, we had a couple of people on here, such as Kibra and a couple of other of Bridgeport movers and shakers in the past couple of shows. And the last podcast was about legalizing marijuana here in Connecticut and the nuances of that. You know, if you guys want to talk about that, you can feel free to call on in. We can discuss that too. No topic is off the table. And again, it's 203-336-9756.
I think that was it.
Yeah. Cash flow. One version. In a real life. One version. One version. Them seminar boss swear. That me hear enough say. Me for steer with the crops there. Them try every little thing for stop the success. Although the road rugged and rough, me no give up. The mount of struggles from my fierce man, I fi give thanks in a real life.
Is in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. This is Dana, everybody, to all the listeners. Sorry I couldn't be there today.
Well, thanks for calling in. A lot of people were texting me saying, you know, where's Dana? We're not listening because Dana's not here.
Oh, no, no.
No, I'm joking. That is too funny. How's your day going, though? Everything all right?
So far, so good.
Very good.
I just want to give an update to everybody.
Right.
So the Black History Month special episode is going to be February 18th, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Tune in. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, yellow, purple.
Rainbow.
Whatever color. Right. Whatever color you are, please tune in so you can get an empowering message from this episode.
Period.
BPT Talks actually just partnered up with Build On, a community learning service.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations to Build On.
Yes. Congratulations to Build On a successful Martin Luther King Day event. It went swimmingly, and the kids, they got to, you know, get trained on some media equipment, take videos. We actually visited Washington Heights, senior home, and they got to interview seniors on, their civil rights experience, and ask them any questions that they wanted. And it was a really amazing experience to witness. And some of those interviews will be aired on the February 18th show. So
oh, perfect.
Please don't miss out.
Great. So, Dana, while in your absence, we had a few students from the University of Bridgeport here on the show. And they were speaking about different things and that, you know, will be great to see take place in the Bridgeport community, especially in the South End. And one thing that they brought up, which I thought was a great idea, was about more businesses in that area and restaurants and places where the students could eat, and especially like a bar or so, since there's none on campus or in the area for the most
part. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. There's a lot of economic development coming to Bridgeport. We already see it downtown with the Chef Factory. If you haven't been there yet, it's amazing. The food is good. Drinks are good. I've seen Marlon Wayans and God.
He was there with his brother or just him?
No, just Marlon.
Okay.
And it was great. You see Harlan House. Four Corners, and there was just an article in the CT Post that a karaoke bar is coming downtown as well. So good things are coming, everyone.
Very good. Now, that Harlan House, can you say that one again?
Harlan House.
Harlan House. There we go. I remember recently seeing something in regards to that. Like, they have something going on coming up. But hey, you know, that's that. So the day's going good for you. What are you up to now? The listeners want to know why couldn't you make your debut?
I couldn't make it today because I just started a full time job and
congratulations.
You gotta
clap
you.
For that also.
Thank you.
Always onwards and upwards. Moving on.
So, yep, that's my life now. But I still will be consistent with episodes and just expect them throughout the year. And we are looking to partner with more organizations who want to, you know, put some media content out there. We need to work with the youth. We're asking for youth partnerships. So if that sounds like you and you are interested, please reach out on Facebook. We are on Instagram as well. We just started that page, and we have Twitter as well. So please DM us, and so we can work together and collab on a project.
Also, for any students interested in joining the Bridgeport Generation Now or BBT Talks, we are looking for students who are interested in using the skills that they learned in school, especially while at the University of Bridgeport, and applying it to different roles and positions that we may have for you. So feel free to reach out to us on whatever social media platform you may be using, and we can go from there. BBT Talks here on WPKN Community Radio 89.5. Dana, I won't pull you too from your job for too long, but thank you for calling in. And
absolutely.
Of course,
great
everyone
job,
misses you, and we'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you later.
All right. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks.
Bye,
you
everyone.
Too. Bye. Again, thank you all for tuning in today. We are wrapping it up. All the listeners, thanks for tuning in. Everyone who was sending messages on the Facebook and Instagram, thanks for that. Next time we're going to probably do something like a Facebook live or something where people can all ask their questions live without just sending it in the messages or whatever the case may be. Thanks again to all the guests who were on the show. Thanks again for everyone who called in and spoke, whether on air or off. Also wanted to just again promote our social medias for everyone who wanted to reach out. You can find me at Drew Eccleston on Facebook. You can also, you know, we'll keep it professional. The Drew Eccleston on Facebook, LinkedIn as well. Prefer the LinkedIn. You guys may want to find the LinkedIn. We also have BPT Talks on Facebook. Dana Lindo on Facebook. You can also find her on LinkedIn as well. If you guys need any advice from, you know, through her expertise, you can definitely reach out. You guys need any marketing assistance, you can reach out to me, social media. We also wanted to just, of course, say thanks again to the University of Bridgeport and the students who came out to assist with today's show. And signing on out, you guys enjoy the rest of your day.